Hi, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia. He was America's dad, but below the surface, many knew of a truth that others didn't want to speak of. Allegations that Mr. Jell-O himself may not be the picture-perfect, pure, kind, and humble man he presented himself as. In time, allegations would pop up, allegations that would eventually put Bill Cosby behind bars. That is, until he was set free.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of.
And it is. Welcome to the Dark Side of. Little bit of a name change on the program. We took the Wikipedia part out because we're doing so many stories now that are beyond just Wikipedia. So I thought it was only fitting just to say the Dark Side of. Basically the same show, just a little more accurate in terms of title. If you like our program and you want to keep us on the air, you can go to patreon.com and search Dark Side Of, or you can also go to Dark Side Of Pod. I'm saying out loud and wondering if that's the, no, that one's not coming up.
I'm glad about that.
I made another URL. Now I'm just trying to think of what it was to make it a little easier. It had Wikipedia out of it. I'll find it here in just a second. Okay, here we go. Dun dun dun. Now it is Dark Side Pod. Darksidepod.com. And okay, there it's loading. So go to, I don't know why, maybe I typed it in wrong over here. Darksidepod.com. And that will also take you directly to our Patreon page, where you can get access to our advanced episodes of the show, our Dark Sider exclusive bonus chapters, and all of those shows on there commercial free. So if you like the show and you want to binge away on advanced episodes, check that out. Darksidepod.com. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. I knew I had that name right. I was like, I don't know why. Anyway.
It's like, what am I doing? I changed the name and now I can't remember anything.
What is it all? What's happening?
I took one word away.
It happens.
That was it.
It happens.
So this whole Bill Cosby story just has me pissed.
A little?
And a little bit. And, you know, because it's like, all of it, and we'll get into it, but it just pisses me off. So the funny thing is my mom is like 80-something. I don't remember how much. She's like 82 or 83. Mm-hmm. So she had a stroke recently, and so she lives by herself, and she loves to do puzzles to keep herself entertained.
Yeah,
which is great for her after a stroke. Like, that's good for her hands and little pieces, and, you know, it's great. So my sister bought her this puzzle that was really hard, and it was like all of these TV shows from like the 70s and 50s and 60s, and they're just all kinds of them. And so there's like the Fonz's on there and all this stuff. So my mom gets the puzzle pretty much put together, and there's this little white kind of piece of paper cut out over something, and I'm like, what's this all about? And she goes, oh, she's just so disgusted. And I'm like, what? And I lift it up and I go, Bill Cosby. And she goes, yes, I just couldn't look at him. So she covered him up rather than just take the pieces out, because she likes puzzles and you can't like not add the pieces in. Because it will drive her crazy. So instead she cut, which was also good for her hands.
Yeah.
She actually cut out a piece of paper that covered up Bill Cosby, and she taped it down so she wouldn't have to look at him.
That's great. Bravo to your mom.
Thank you. I was very proud of her. And I laughed my ass off. That was really funny.
That is great.
Okay.
So, yeah, Bill, as you all probably know, not that long ago, freed from prison, his sex conviction overturned. We'll start with that story and then go into some of the other crazy things going on in the life of Bill Cosby right now, including him playing victim and another fight against a sexual assault lawsuit. There's this idiot that did that does like a AM radio show that sounds very much like, you know, like the bargain bin type thing. But he did an interview with Bill Cosby, like on this station. And it's horrible, to say the least. But it almost sounds like this guy is like a sympathizer to Bill Cosby. And it was just utterly bizarre. And we'll take some listens to that. We'll also talk about Felicia Rashad's response to the Cosby verdict being overturned on today's episode. But first, let's go to that news story from the Associated Press. Pennsylvania's highest court threw out Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction and released him from prison in a stunning reversal of a fortune for the comedian once known as America's Dad, ruling that the prosecutor who brought the case was bound by his predecessor's agreement not to charge Cosby. Cosby, 83, flashed the V for victory sign to a helicopter overhead as he trudged into his suburban Philadelphia home after serving nearly 3 years to a 3 to 10 year sentence for drugging and violating Temple University sports administrator Andrea Konstad in 2004. The former Cosby Show star, the first celebrity tried and convicted in the Me Too era, had no comment as he arrived and just smiled and nodded later at a news conference outside, where his lawyer Jennifer Boheen said, "We're thrilled to have Mr. Cosby home. He served 3 years for an unjust sentence, and he did it with dignity and principle," she added. In a statement, Constant and her lawyers called the ruling disappointing. And they, like many other advocates, expressed fear that it would discourage sexual assault victims from coming forward. "We urge all victims to have their voices heard," they added. Cosby was arrested in 2015 when a district attorney, armed with newly unsealed evidence, the damage in the deposition in a lawsuit brought by Konstad, filed charges against him just days before the 12-year statute of limitations was about to run out. But the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said Wednesday that District Attorney Kevin Steele, who made the decision to arrest Cosby, was obligated to stand by his predecessor's promise not to charge Cosby, though there was no evidence that agreement was ever put into writing. Justice Davis Wecht, writing for a split court, said Cosby had relied on the previous district attorney's decision not to charge him when the comedian gave his potentially incriminating testimony in Constance's civil case. The court called Cosby's subsequent arrest an affront to fundamental fairness, particularly when it results in a criminal prosecution that has foregone for more than a decade. It said justice had to play fair, and decency required that the district attorney's office stand by the decision of the previous DA. The justices said that overturning the conviction and barring any further prosecution is the only remedy that comports with society's reasonable expectations of its elected prosecutors and our criminal justice system. Cosby was promptly set free from the state prison in suburban Montgomery County and then driven home. "What we saw today was justice for all Americans," said a Cosby spokesperson, Andrew Wyatt. "Mr. Cosby's conviction being overturned is for the world and all Americans who are being treated unfairly by the judicial system and some bad officers." Boheen said Cosby was extremely happy to be home and looks forward to returning with his wife and children. Several supporters outside yelled, "Hey, hey, hey," the catchphrase of Cosby's animated Fat Albert character, which brought him a smile. He later tweeted an old photo of himself with his fist raised and eyes closed with the caption, "I have never changed my stance nor my story. I have always maintained my innocence. Thank you to all my fans, supporters, and friends who stood by me through this ordeal. Special thanks to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court for upholding the rules of law." In a statement, Steele, the district attorney, said Cosby went free on a procedural issue that is irrelevant to the facts of the crime. He condemned or commented Constand for coming forward and added, "My hope is that this decision will not dampen the reporting of sexual assault by victims. I'm furious to hear the news." Actor Amber Tamblyn and founder of Time's Up, an advocacy group for sex crime victims, said on Twitter, "I personally know women who this man drugged and raped while unconscious. Shame on the court for this decision." But Cosby Show co-star Felicia Rashad tweeted, "Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected." Four Supreme Court justices formed the majority that ruled in Cosby's favor, while three others dissented in whole or part. So, my goodness, I'm just, you know, I'm flabbergasted that, you know, this technicality could be played with it not being in writing. I mean, so they verbally said, "Oh, this isn't going to affect anything." Okay, great. And this, that can be held up in court, that this was just verbally said and it's not in any document. It's baffling.
And I don't get that, but obviously it was if they overturned this whole conviction based on that, there was more to it than just like, "Yeah, I kind of said that." It must have been, maybe they had a recording of it,
yeah,
or something. Because there's several things about this whole story that make me mad. And let's just start with that.
That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia, wherever you download podcasts, and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday.